Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's 2020 NFL stars. And we have a fantastic guest for you today. He just got done training at one of the top combine prep facilities that you're going to find in the country, and that's Test, located out in New Jersey. And they're kind enough to share with us the Ole Miss standout. It's none other than Miles Hartfield. Miles, welcome to the program. How's the day treating you?
Everything's going well. Had a good day today, worked on the Eljo, still trying to learn and process everything, get ready for the pro day and everything. So it's a day by day, you know, putting things together.
Definitely. And for you, I mean, you arrived at Ole Miss, from the get-go. I mean, 2016, you get there, you know, freshman All-American from Phil Still, all these guys. I mean, what was it like going from high school to, SEC football? I mean, the best football in the land.
It was definitely an eye-opener. Going there, I thought I was just happy to be a part of the team. And just when I told my friend I got there and I was on every special teams, I told my mom, like, Mom, I'm on every special teams, let's do it. And then I started learning defense more. Then started getting more comfortable. Then they put me at corner. Then they moved me to the nickel. Then they moved me to free safety, and that's what I played freshman year. It was just a blessing to be out there with all those guys and them believing in a freshman from New Jersey so far away. It was just a very good feeling to go out there and play first snap against Dalvin Cook, tackled him on the first snap of the game. It was so unreal. Like, and it's just a blessing I was out there and being able to do that for my family and all the hard work that I put in high school.
Awesome. Now, let's go way, way, way back. I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, were you that kid that was a little bit better than everybody else way back when?
So, early on, I wasn't. I played with my cousin, Deion Miller. He played at Lincoln University since I was 5 years old. And I was too aggressive to play flag, but I was too small to play with the Mighty Might. So, my mom went up to the guy, was like, I went to the first game for flag, and I, like, took a kid and, like, drug him around. Like, instead of pulling the flag, I'm pulling him. Because all my friends were 3 years older, so I was playing tackle in the backyard. So, went to the first game, and I was, like, pulling a kid, and his mom went to the people and, like, he can't play. So then they moved me up to Mighty Might, and I sat behind, and I got my first touch, and my dad still has that video to this day of me holding up one finger going in the end zone. You don't really see much because my dad's going crazy. The camera's going all over the place. But that's when I really felt like I loved football. And then because I was really a baseball player at first and then switched to football because I loved the team aspect. You know, you can't do anything by yourself, and that's how life is, you know. You always need somebody to pull to help you along with life, and that's what I learned in football. And that you need your teammates, and that's when I fell in love with the game, when I learned that you got to depend on other people, you got to trust other people, and people got to trust you. So that's when I really started falling in love with the game.
I love it. And Miles, I have to ask, so you're returning that touchdown, maybe not in the moment, but maybe afterwards when you were kind of relive it. I mean, who did you imagine you were when you had that football in your hand? Who was your favorite guy that you wanted to emulate way back then?
Oh, I was a Reggie Bush. Back then, that was my favorite player watching him. I just loved how he played. And I would say him or, I don't know, Devin Hester. I really thought I was like Devin Hester back then. Devin was one of my all-time favorite return people, played multiple positions. Just a guy who was just a utility. You could use him as a Swiss Army knife. That's what they called me at college because I played so many different positions. And just how he played the game with the athleticism and the smartness and the aggressiveness when he returned was just an eye-opener. So that's who I really thought it was, Reggie Bush and Devin Hester.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Miles Hartfield, the Ole Miss standout, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talk a little 2020 NFL draft and find out what this young man brings to the next level. And already mentioned so many great things that we can kind of tease out. I mean, he was too aggressive to play flag. I love it. And they called him the Swiss Army knife in college. A couple of things that we're going to kind of keep treading on as we move forward. So kind of take us through, I mean, so you have an impact, you know, impact contribution as a freshman at Ole Miss, but you know as well as anybody, I mean, you know, sometimes progress doesn't be made. That's not what happened to you. You continued to build, but kind of when do you kind of really get the mindset, Miles, that, you know, what you're doing on a Saturday afternoon can possibly allow you to make a living on Sunday in the National Football League?
It took a while because freshman year, I was like, you know, I went through, I was doing okay, you know, doing better than most freshmen, learning the game, learning the speed of the game, trying to make the game slow down. But then I would always be like, okay, I'm going to get it next year. I'm going to get that pick next year. And then by the time you knew it was senior year, there is no next year. So it really took me until about middle of my sophomore year, end of my sophomore year, to really realize and listen to what people were saying about the film study. And that what separates a lot of people, because everybody's fast in SEC. Everybody's big. Everybody can catch. Everybody can run. It's just the little things that you dial in on and you just go to work on and just focus on those things to make you a better player and a better person. And that's when I started realizing, okay, what I do now can really affect my future. So then I really started honing in and really starting to appreciate going in, doing extra film, working out more, staying after practice, working on the little things I did wrong at practice, and just trying to better those things. So it really all clicked in my head sophomore going into junior year.
Awesome stuff. And I'm curious, Miles. I mean, so this is one of my favorite questions to ask you guys when you come on the program. So obviously you're a film junkie. Is there a play that you can recall and share with the audience where, you know, you studied film all week and Saturday rolls around and whatever you saw on film kind of comes to fruition? I mean, it could just be a deflection. Maybe you helped a teammate. I mean, anything come to mind where that play from film made you make that play?
I always remember the first play that I, like, saw on film and it, like, happened in my eyes. I was like, what happened? It was end of the season, my junior year versus Texas A&M. Nick Starkle was the quarterback at Texas A&M at the time. And they come out and Christian Kirk was the outside receiver. And they had a back who flares out. And we're in cover two. And my coach was telling me all week, okay, get the reroute, then sink underneath, play both, play in between the both. And we were looking at that all week. He kept hitting the whole shot on every team. And then I literally, we were in cover two. We just happened to be in cover two, and they did the same exact route. And I'm like, oh, I got to sink. And I sank and literally picked the ball. That was my first pick of my college career. And that's when I was like, wow, what happens on film really comes to life. And if you just hone in on those little details, it really happened. And I was just so surprised. I was like, whoa, what? Literally just watched it on Wednesday. It happened on Saturday. So that's when I was like, that's so unreal. And that's when I caught my first pick. And it was a pretty big pick. We ended up losing the game by like 7, but we were in the game until the fourth quarter. And we got the ball back in our red zone. So, that was one play I could say that will always stick with me and always remind me to go watch film because, you know, things like that can happen.
Definitely. And they definitely – now, and for you, I mean, you're on the show for a lot of reasons. I mean, you mentioned the Swiss Army knife ability where you can be an interchangeable part of a secondary. If you're in that film room, Miles, with these NFL scouts, they're breaking down the tape. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about what you bring to the game?
I feel like they're going to love the fact that I always was able to adjust to the situation. So if my coach needed me at free safety, I was able to go play free safety and do it to the best of my ability and help the team any way possible. If he needed me at corner, he needed me to go lock down the receiver, I was able to do that. So I feel like when scouts ask me what position I want to play, I'll say I'll play any position you want me to play as long as I get the opportunity. So just being a player I am, just always being ready for the switch, being able to go play safety, play nickel, play boundary corner, field corner. I played it all. I played inside linebacker and dime. So in our Arkansas game my sophomore year, I played 6 different positions that one game. So it's never been a big deal to me. which as long as it's helping out the team, I have no problem with doing anything. I'm always a team player.
Oh, yeah, you're definitely – I mean, I tell you what, you have to be a coach's dream. They're going to be definitely missing you on the defensive side at Ole Miss when they kind of start looking for the guys to step up and be that interchangeable piece. Do you get comparisons to, say, Monday Night Football going on? I mean, I don't know. It could be any night, but, I mean, do family, friends, maybe coaches, teammates ever give you a text or just say, hey, you know what, Miles, when we watch this guy at the next level, he kind of reminds us of you?
A lot of people, my freshman year, said I reminded of Tyrann Mathieu, how he was, like, always around the ball and always trying to get to the ball. He was always playing different positions. You never got the key on where he was because he was always moving around. So I would like to say him, and I watch all his plays in college and how he plays in the NFL and how hungry he is. Like, size doesn't matter with him. So that's why I, like, love watching him. And I remember Coach Kiffin, when he was at Ole Miss, said that I was reminded of him, and it was just like great to be at to say that I was just like him. It was just a blessing.
Awesome. That's a great. Now, you've been training at Test. I mean, how long you've been there, and kind of what's the focal point right now, and how much maybe has your body mass changed since you've been there? If that was one of the things that you were focusing on.
Yeah, definitely. I've actually been training at Test since my freshman year of college. So this is my fifth year going, but I haven't trained in Combine, but I've been here. This is like second home. Whenever I come home, I'm in Test. I've been here since my freshman year. So again, going on 5 years. And one thing that G and Kevin, they know about me, I'm a work hard. And like, G's known my body for a while. So he's known what I had to work on. We talked about it when I would come here for like 3 weeks and go back to school, and I would work on those things. So he's always got me ready to go back to school. So this was just another step. I knew I had to come here to better myself, because I wasn't going to go try and train with someone else that didn't know my body and who really didn't know me as a person. G and Kevin, they all know me as Miles the person more than they know me as Miles the football player. So that's definitely always a good point to have. And this Combine, I really want to, you know, get down, trim some weight, and just learn about my body, just learn how to run. Because you think you know how to run until G's sitting there breaking down film, and you're like, wow. You're like, okay, the toe path, all the details, the minor details, that's what can go from 0.2 down to your 40, you know. So I'm just trying to learn really how to run. I know I ran track and everything, but still didn't know completely how to run.
Yeah, there's a lot that goes in it. I mean, it is a science, and those guys do a fabulous job. Miles, we were almost out of time. Fantastic guest. I'm so thankful to get you on. But we always like to end the show with a couple off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, now you mentioned Coach Kiffin earlier. Does anybody do a great impersonation of him, and would they do it in front of him?
Marquise Haynes. Marquise Haynes, back when he was – played defensive line for Coach Kiff. He used to always come in the film room and try to like mock how he talks and how he walks. So that was a person that always had a good impersonation of Coach Kiff.
And how about this one? I always like to scorch G and Kevin. If you could switch roles and grab either G or Kevin, who are you going to pick, and what drills are you going to make them suffer through?
Oh, I think I'm gonna make Kevin. I'm gonna pick Kevin, because Kevin's like the little guy, and he's like always he like nitpicks at everything. So I want him to do the 5-10-5 full speed. I want to see what his time would be.
Hey, what do you think it is? Let's go one more step farther. What time do you think he's gonna get? Because I'm gonna text him and be like, hey, dude, you're doing this drill, and money's on if you can beat this time. So what's the over under?
I would say 4-7, 4-8, 4-7. I'd say 4-7.
Okay.
I think 4-8 on like just coming out cold, you know, Kevin just, all right, I'm about to just do this.
I love it. And then the final one for you today, I think this is the question you gentlemen enjoy answering the most. We always tally up the names before draft night and then announce who got the most invites. Female celebrities, if you could take any female celebrity out for a bite to eat, Miles. Who are you going to take out to a bite for lunch?
Ooh, who am I taking out to eat? I'm taking Rihanna. I love Rihanna.
There you go.
I love seeing her on the sidelines at basketball games. I love that woman.
You know, and I tell you what, the small impact we have on society is we've been asking that question for over a decade, and I've seen the comings and goings of all those famous ladies' names, and last year Rihanna, she always had a couple titles, but Beyonce always had such a stronghold on it. But Rihanna won last year, close. This year, Rihanna is just cleaning house. Like, Beyonce is gonna have to get like our next 400 guests to clean. So. You there, Miles?
Yeah, I feel like you can't go wrong with
okay.
her. So either one, Rihanna or Beyonce, two beautiful women, two doing the best they can do in their industry, so you really can't go wrong.
No, it's like having Lamar Jackson or Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you're going to be fine either way.
Exactly.
And so, hey, Miles,
exactly.
man, again, we appreciate you sharing your time. We can't wait to follow you. You make your path towards this next level, but I always like to tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate you joining us here on the C2P.
Definitely appreciate you your time, and thank you for sitting down with me.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Miles Hartfield, the standout Ole Miss defensive back, and he brought so much to the table. I mean, I just loved how he said he was too aggressive to play flag, so he had to go up and play for the Mighty Mites. That's a fantastic story. If you want more of that, Apple Music, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, all opportunities to download and listen to our featured guests at your leisure.